So it's Jim Holden, and my story is titled Uchi's Duck. So to set the scene, Uchi is a Labrador, and this takes place in Central Africa, a little country called Zambia, where I'm from. And Uchi in Chinyanja, the local language, means honey. This is a golden Labrador that's used for, I think you call it a gun dog. So out one day, duck hunting, shooting, we shot the duck, and Uchi, being the gun dog, brought the duck back. But then she shot off again and came back with a little duckling in her mouth, alive, dropped the duckling at my feet, and proceeded to do that 12 more times. And we now had 12 little ducklings. So we took the little ducklings home. And anybody who's been following Gerald Darrell on PBS, is it PBS, the public thing? The Gerald Darrell story. Gerald Darrell in his book talks about imprinting. And so little ducklings will imprint themselves on whoever they see as their mother. So these little ducklings imprinted themselves on Uchi. But one particular little duckling took a serious liking to Uchi. So much so that in the evening, little ducklings were all corralled in their little pen. But Uchi would go and she'd lift out this little duckling and she'd bring it into the lounge. And Uchi and the little duckling would curl up on the settee and sleep through the night. And then in the morning, of course we had staff in Africa, Cookie would arrive, and he'd arrive with a tea and biscuits, cookies. And there'd always be a little saucer of tea and cookies for Uchi and the duckling. And as the duckling grew up, the duckling began to think it was a dog. And so we went for walks, and the little duckling would flap its wings and try and keep up, and then fly ahead and wait for us to catch up as we went for our walks. And then, one day, there was no little duckling. So when I got up in the morning, went out to the settee, there was Uchi curled up, but there was no duckling. So this story has two potential endings. So for you writers out there, choose which one you think fits the story. Was this romance? Did the little duckling wake up one day and feel the urge and the tug to find love? Did it soar off into the moonlit night and find a mate and live happily ever after? Or is there something more sinister? Did Nashon the cook, did he feel the urge to enjoy some duckling? Did the little duckling provide his supper for that night? I leave it up to you.